Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Bill Williamson, this is Silver and Black Pride, this is our podcast. Tuesday afternoon will hit the site on Wednesday morning. About a week into camp is what there's practice Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So they had six practices, took Sunday off. Things, of course, very positive. There's been, he's knocking on wood, nothing seems to be serious. Tyree Gillespie, fourth round pick, is supposed to be back in a couple of days. They have some guys on COVID. Mike Mayock is on COVID. Obviously, he's not a player. Richard is back. You know, Richard's an interesting case. You know, it seems like he's not vaccinated from a tweet from his now deleted account. And, you know, there's talk that guys who aren't vaccinated and they're a fringe player, they may not make the team. So that's something to look at with some of these guys. There's only four or five Raiders that aren't vaxxed. But maybe a guy like Trey Regis, an undrafted free agent like Richard was 5 years ago, maybe he gets an opportunity. We'll see how camp plays out. But, again, really not a lot of injuries. I think it's interesting that, you know, there's always early camp stars and guys have fallen, you know, that have fell. I think some of the stars are, you know, it's Hayward looks like a starter across the way from Mullen at cornerback. Nicholas Morrow may be getting more run than Nick Kwiatkowski, a big ticket free agent last year. You know, these are just better fits for Gus Bradley's defense. Tanner Muse is getting a lot of run. Maybe that will be a good thing. Clee Farrell is not a starter right now. Crosby and Ngakoue are looking good. Henry Ruggs had a nice day. I always caution about getting excited about training camp for a couple of reasons. One, it's August. Two, I think reporters are just reporting what they're seeing and people get a little too excited about it. Last year, if you looked at Twitter, the Raiders looked like the 1985 Bears. And the season came and they weren't the 1985 Bears. And I'm not knocking anybody. That's just, you know, that's just the way it goes. The pass rush looks good. Well, they're going against the same team. So, if pass rushers look good, well, that means the offensive line's not doing good. And if the receiver's doing good, well, that means the secondary is not doing good. You know, so just put everything in perspective at training camp. Just enjoy the day, you know. Just enjoy the day. My biggest takeaway from this is no injuries. That's what you want. Just get the team ready. Let's not anoint anybody. Let's not say anybody's going to the Hall of Fame because of freaking August 3rd practice. Let's just keep things in perspective. Sam Young retired today. This guy started 7 games last year. You know, Trent Brown was always hurt. And Young couldn't stay healthy either, but he started 7 games. He's 34 years old. He's an 11-year guy. You know, they have an opening. I expect the Raiders to probably see what, you know, if they can get some depth, veteran depth at tackle. And they have weeks and weeks to do it. Brandon Parker has an opportunity, but if Brandon Parker doesn't play well, he's not going to make the team regardless of whether Sam Young is there or not. And there's been a recent trend of retirements on this team. You know, a backup linebacker, who probably wasn't going to make the team yesterday, retired. Theo Riddick, who's a fringe guy. He retired running back Friday. I know people, I wouldn't worry about it. Kirby Wilson retired last month. Again, that was his own reasons. Mark Madane, off-field, left. Brandon Dahl, his right-hand man, he left. Those two moves won't affect the football team. Is there anything going on? I don't know. We'll see. But I think right now all of these are just kind of their own different entities. So I wouldn't worry about it too much. I really wouldn't. So, man, I appreciate having you guys listen to me. I really do. You know how we do it. We just go. and we just do the news of the day, news of the week. I think we're going to have more podcasts coming up, and we're going to have our new guys, our contractors, our part-timers, and that's B.D. Williams, and that's Marcus Johnson, and that's Matt Holder, and they're all studs, and I love having them on staff. So, you know what we do, we just news and notes it. I want to make you the smartest Raider fans in the nation. And so let's just continue the news and notes. Lamar Jackson, week one opponent, quarterback, former NFL MVP, is on the COVID list, and he might be out a little longer. So if that's the case, maybe he's going to have a hard time getting ready for week one. Maybe the Raiders will see a rusty quarterback in week one. Hey, you'll take it, right? Let's go. John Gruden today or Tuesday said Max Crosby leads the team in effort. I think Crosby's going to have a nice season. I really do. Ruggs has looked good. Like we said, he's added 13 pounds of muscle. The important thing is he didn't lose any of that wicked speed. So we'll take that, right? We'll take that and run with it. Vic Tafer said that, of The Athletic, of course, says that he thinks the six receivers are in stone, and that's Ruggs and Edwards and Brown and Renfro and Snead and Zay Jones. Gruden loves Zay Jones. What I want to see is Zay Jones play well on the field. Okay? Been a Raider, I think he's been a Raider for 26 games, and he's had 34 catches, and Gruden always talks him up. See him play well. That's what I want. Is that too much? I don't know. So that means Dylan Stoner, who got a lot of pub before camp, maybe not make the team. Well, let's just see what happens. What else going on? Nate Hobbs is getting rookie fifth-round pick, is getting a lot of love. He seems like he's a great fit for Mr. Bradley's defense, and he's getting a lot of slot work. And with Nevin Lawson out for the first two games with his what seems to be an annual suspension, maybe Hobbs has a chance to win a job. It doesn't look like a Mick Robinson is going to make that push. But again, we haven't even been to the preseason games yet. That starts next week. What else? Rick Bashilla, the special teams coach, is helping with the running backs a little bit in light of Wilson's retirement. I found that to be interesting. Boy, John Gruden. Now, John Gruden, he likes his hyperbole, doesn't he? He likes talking it up. But this guy loves Leatherwood. Loves him. Just can't believe how few mental mistakes he's not making. And that's important. I think the defensive line is a work in progress. I think the defensive line, we're going to see different sets. And don't throw away, Farrell quite yet. But if he doesn't start in year three, that means they're not... He's going to lead the team after year four. They're not going to do the option. But let's just see what happens. But I think Solomon Thomas can move around. I think Matt Dickerson can play some defensive tackle. So we'll see. I mean, it's a more depth defensive line. I think, but those guys, still there's depth. I think those guys still need to stay healthy. And that goes for this whole team, of course. And, you look at what's going on with the Colts. Wentz out. Quentin Nelson out. I mean, 5 to 12 weeks with the same foot injury. This could be an AFC wild card competitor, Injuries are going to hit everybody, but boy, it's hit the Colts hard. Do the Colts try to get a Marcus Mariota trade going? There's been talk about that. ESPN reported that right now they're not thinking a trade, and maybe if they do, they would think about Nick Foles, who Frank Reich, your head coach, has won a Super Bowl with. We'll see, but something to keep in mind for certain. If Muse makes his team, what does it mean with Divine Diablo? What does that mean? And he's injured. Maybe they do what they did with Muse last year and stuff him on the IR. Long way to go, but it's something to think about. Somebody asked John Gruden about his 2019 class, third-year guys, and he made, oh, well, they should be the leader of the team. They're the, you know, the oldest guys on the team. You know, John Gruden. Talking, what he's trying to do is say how young they are. But don't make an excuse, John. John makes too many excuses. And if you don't agree with me, you're just not paying attention there. He has over the years. And you got a 30-year-old quarterback. You're freaking left guard's 38. You're not that young. Okay? And you got a 30-year-old quarterback. Eighth-year quarterback. You're not that young. Don't use that excuse. But I don't know if he is, but, you know, he sets us up. But, you know, he tries to be cute, and that's fine. You know, there's Marcus Mariota package. Is that, you know, they're going to use him a little bit? That didn't really work. They didn't really introduce that last year, but that would be a great little wrinkle. The more wrinkles this offense can have is really going to help. And I think that's what I'm hopeful about this team. I think this team is going to have a lot of wrinkles. And I think that's going to help. And, you know, with an improved defense, that can go a long way. That can get you to the 10 double-digit wins that the fan expects. So there you go. There's our show. Again, I'm not here to break any records. I'm not here to impress anybody. I'm here to give you the goods. And when the goods are done, they're done. And that's our show. Go enjoy your life. I got more work to do. This is Bill Williamson. This is Silver and Black Pride. We'll be back soon. Have a great day. See you later.